The good news is we all made it here and there and in this wonderful space together. So thank goodness. Does anyone have any questions before we get going? All right. Well, let's breathe together. All right. Start with your feet together, toes and heels touching, body weight to the heels. Please interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin, and make sure chin and knuckles stay together for the entire breathing exercise. Concentrate one point in front of you. Suck in your stomach. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you possibly can. Exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Suck in your stomach, keep the chest lifted. Exhale as much as you can. Inhale, breathing. Separate and lift the elbows at the same pace. Bring your chin down. Now breathe in more so you see the rib cage expand. Exhale, breathing. Head up. Open your mouth nice and wide. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Bring the hands, palms together, and then elbows come together. Inhale, breathing. One, two, three. Halfway. Four, five. Suck in your stomach. Six. Hold it in. Exhale, breathing, one, lift the chest, two, three, look way back, four, try to see the wall behind you, elbows come together, inhale, separate and lift the elbows, looks good, Zach, take the center of the chest, armpits and elbows, all three body parts lift all the way up, leave them up there, exhale, breathing, the tops of the shoulders and shoulder blades can drop, but keep the breastbone lifted, armpits lifted, elbows high away from the chest, inhale, breathing, one, two, in by the throat, three, four, suck in your stomach, five, six, exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, hips a little bit forward without back bending, elbows touch, inhale again, try to take in the same amount of air, on each of the six counts of the inhale, look for your rib cage expanding more, then exhale, breathing, head up. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Please squeeze it out. Use your extra strength. Inhale, separate and lift up your elbows, both armpits and center of the chest at the breastbone. Exhale, breathing. Keep those body parts lifted. Let the shoulders completely relax. Hands, palms come together and elbows touch each other. Inhale, breathing by the throat. The more you suck in the stomach, and the more you breathe in, the more of your lungs you will use. Exhale, breathing. One, look back. Two, three, way back. Four, suck in your stomach. Five, elbows together. Six. Again, please inhale, breathing. Keep your maximum body weight on the heels, especially at the end of the inhale. That's it. Now exhale, breathing, head up. And as you get to the end of the exhale, also maximum body weight stays on the heels. Inhale, breathing by the throat. Elbows separate and lift up. Looks good. Bring the chin down. Look straight ahead. Breathe in more and more. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth nice and wide. So you push the chin back against the knuckles while pushing the chin back with your knuckles. Two more in the first set. Inhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach. Press the middle inner thighs together. Breathe in a little bit more. Good. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth nice and wide. Push the chin all the way back, look for the wall behind you. Elbows touch each other. One more, please. Inhale by your throat. Suck in your stomach. Complete depression of your abdominal wall, rib cage expanding more. Exhale, breathing. Lift up the center of the chest. Push the head back. Use your extra strength at the end of the exhale. Try to get more air out. That is good. Arms down to the sides. Wonderful. Second set. Interlace the fingers. Touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Pull the abdomen in. Stand up nice and tall. Focus one point in front of you. Begin again. Inhale. One, two, three. Keep the chin down. Four, five. Keep going. Breathe in more. Six. Exhale. Breathing. One. Look back. Two, three. Push the chin. Four. With the knuckles. Five. Nice and firm. Elbows together. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows. Only the arms, head, and neck move. Rest of the spine, hips, and legs, everything locked. Exhale, breathing, head up. The rib cage alternates from now getting nice and small, exhaling completely, stomach in, elbows together. Inhale, breathing head down to maximum expansion of the rib cage. So suck in your stomach, try a little harder, breathe in even more. Exhale, breathing, push the head. That's good, push the chin. Suck in your stomach, Frankie tightening up, squeeze out more and more air. Inhale, head down. Everyone, keep the stomach in on the inhale so that when you try to inhale, the rib cage has to expand even more to the sides. Exhale, very good, Natalie. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Relax your shoulders completely, hips just a little forward, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Breathe in as much as you can, one more stomach in. Exhale, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, five, suck in your stomach, six, all the way, hold it. Inhale, breathing, head down. See if you can get any more body weight to the heels, Jess, almost like you're going to fall down backwards. Exhale, breathing, head up. Hips forward and stomach in at the same time, so nothing sticks out. Everything squeezes in towards the center line of the body. Inhale, head down. Pull the abdomen in. Heels press down away from chest, lifting up. Exhale, keep the chest lifted. Push the chin back with the knuckles. When you bring the hands together, cross your thumbs. Get a nice tight grip, elbows together. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows. Synchronizing the movement completely of the arms, the head, and the inhale. Exhale, breathing. Synchronizing the movement of your arms, the head, and the exhale. That means everything stops at the same time. Inhale, head down. Everything moves together. Everything stops together. Elbows up a little higher. Hold it. Very good. Exhale, breathing. Eyes open. Look back. Push the head all the way back. Now use your extra strength at the end of the exhale to get more air out. A few more, please. Inhale, breathing. The slower you move the head, the stronger you will make your neck. Exhale, breathing, head up. So push the head back, but the chin should resist the knuckles. Make sure the head is still moving until you get the elbows together and you stop breathing. Two more, please. Inhale. So if your chin stops moving on count three or four, it just means you went a little too fast that time. Exhale, breathing, head up. You have another chance to slow it down. Push the head, suck in your stomach, exhale completely. One more, please. Inhale, take the full six counts to bring the chin down. You can do it. That's better, Sean. Elbow points up, breastbone up, armpits stretch up to the ceiling. Exhale, breathing, one. Look back, two, three. Push the chin, four. Now suck in your stomach, five. Exhale as much as you can, elbows together. Good. Arms down to the sides. There's so much information you can get from practicing, from listening to the words, listening and observing yourself. Every single class. Let me say that again. Every single class. Okay, let's do half moon pose. Everyone breathing by the nose, take a deep breath. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times back and forth. The only thing that is the same, really, from class to class is any stories that you might be stuck in, any thoughts you might be stuck in. That's the only thing that's the same. Everything else is unique. So you can go at the present moment. Every class will be totally fascinating. Can you imagine? All right, come back up, stop in the middle. Now, keep the breathing smooth in and out by the nose. Push your hips forward, see what happens. Suck in your stomach, see what happens. Chin up, arms back, see what happens. Now, as you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up more, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, please. Bend your upper body to the right. And you just find out what happens. What do you feel when you bend to the right? Push your hips to the left side, keeping the body weight on the heels. Middle inner thighs pressing together. Now, some of this is familiar. You understand how to do the postures after you've practiced for some time, but it can still be totally fresh. When you hear each word, try each thing and see how it goes. Push your hips to the left side, keeping the weight on the heels, stomach in. Left hip stays forward, so both hips stay in one line, parallel to the front edge of the mat. When you inhale, Todd, lift up the whole ribcage, chest, stomach in, upper body forward a little bit so you're not sinking back behind. Yes, I want the hips underneath the ribcage, everybody. Ribcage right on top of the hips. Now bring the right shoulder forward, opening up the chest like a flower petal blooming in November. Come down and push. Suck in your stomach. Push a little bit more. Push. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Good chin up, Natalie. Arms back, everybody, with your ears. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, rib cage and arms go up to the ceiling and then to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. Amy, very good. Straight line from the side. I want the rib cage directly over the pelvis. Now, how do you do that? Well, you push the hips forward, open up the chest, lift up the breastbone. All the instructions of Half Moon Pose will help you do that. Arms back and chin up when you inhale. That's it. Now squeeze hands and push your hands past the top of the head to the wall to your left or whatever is out there. Come down a little more, keeping the right hip forward so both hips stay in one line. That's it. Tighten up thighs, Elia. Hips and thighs contract. Now take a nice inhale. Push your hands out to the left. Exhale, come down. Push, everybody. Push. One more. Hips to the right. Inhale, breathing. Nice one, Zach. Come up. Stop in the middle. Next is a backward bend. Take a nice deep breath in, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately, bring your arms back towards your ears with normal breathing with your eyes open. So whatever you can see behind you, push your hands towards it. Point towards it. Push the hands past the face, bending the upper spine, middle spine, moving the shoulders. When you can't move any more up there, take a deep breath. And as you exhale, push your hips forward. That's it. Sean, push your thighs forward. Push your stomach forward, standing tall with body weight on the heels. Everyone, press the hands past the face. Go and touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle. Next step is to go up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and then come forward. You can bend the knees if you need to. Try to keep your arms with your ears, chin away from the chest. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. That's very nice movement, you guys. Once you're touching the floor, move your hips back and forth, right and left, right and left, right and left. Just let the upper body relax other than stomach sucking in. All right, now exhale, breathing. Sweep your hands around behind your feet, scooping up the heels. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. So you have no gap. From the side, I cannot see any light passing between upper body and the legs. Now roll forward, distributing the body weight across the base of all 10 toes. Pull on the heels, push your knees back. Try to lock the legs. Roll forward, eyes open. When you exhale, push the knuckles, the base of the toes down to the floor. Upper body slides down, the legs are on top of the head, closer to the tops of your feet. Now bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers and come up, arms and head together. Round, that's very good. Upper body to the legs, no gap. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways in a nice big circle. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Thank you, Tammy. All right, now as you are inhaling, suck in your stomach. Watch the rib cage and the arms go up 6 inches. Bend your upper body to the right. Push your hips to the left without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. You can do it. Come down to create a stretch all over the left side of the body. For the first time yesterday, I felt the stretch on the outside of my left thigh. Can you imagine this? I couldn't. I didn't know it would ever get that far down, but it did, and that was new. That was a unique thing for that particular class. Now, you might not have a totally unique thing like that, everyone, but the sensation right now is what I want you to focus on. That's good, Todd. Stomach and right armpit comes forward. Try to stretch out the underneath armpit. Can you see it? Can you try to make it a little bit longer? Now come down for 5. Suck in your stomach. 4. Right rib cage forward. 3. There you go, Zach. 2. Squeeze hands. Push the hands to the right. That's it. 1. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, everything lifts up. Try to touch the ceiling, left side bending, please. Do another weight to the heels, Jess, from the lower body, not upper body back anymore. You have upper body back. I want you to pull the abdomen in, flattening the lower spine. Bring so much body weight to the heels, you almost fall down backwards while you are doing half moon side bending. Can you stand any taller on the legs? Knees straight, thighs contract. Tailbone down, stomach in, breastbone up. Find the body parts, try to move them, and breathe normally. Keep the right hip forward as you come down, right thigh forward as you come down. Then bring the left shoulder, armpit, chest forward, and stretch them out. Little bit more, left armpit forward, round, opening up the chest. Now come down for 5. There you go. Four, squeeze hands and reach. Three, exhale, come down. Two, push your hips to the right side. One, inhale, breathe in, come up. You guys, this is amazing what you're doing. Did you know that? Take a deep breath, eyes open, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Breathe very smoothly, immediately start to bring the arms back. Now you can start from the top, push the chin back so you feel the skin stretching between the collarbones and the chin. Then press the hands past the face to move shoulders and chest and upper back. Then take a deep breath, push your hips forward, everybody. Push your stomach and thighs forward, backward bending your entire spine for four. Reach back, everybody, three. Push the hips forward, two. Go and touch the wall behind you, one. Inhale, breathing. Come back up, stop in the middle. First you go up, try to touch the ceiling and come forward. Keep your chin up, arms and head together. Go and touch the wall in front of you on the way down. Go and touch it, reach for it. All right, that's good, Sarah, nice and slow. Take your time, Marilyn. All right, little warm up if you need it. As soon as you're ready, grab the heels from behind. I want you to do that on an exhale, though. Suck in your stomach, exhale, grab the heels as one thing. And eventually, all of hands to feet pose becomes one thing. And that one thing involves pulling on the heels, pressing the upper body to the legs, upper body sliding down the legs. But they all happen as one thing. Roll forward, eyes open. When you exhale, elbows press towards the back wall and towards each other a little bit. Shoulders come up away from the floor. Top of the head gets closer. That's it, Zach, to the tops of the feet. Now hold it. Everybody freeze. Don't even blink your eyes. Trying to keep the face on the shins, bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Lift your arms, head and neck up. Oh, good, Frankie. Good straight spine. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the side. I have a video to share with you guys. Erica's cat is famous now. Did you watch the video? Okay. Erica's cat had an adventure in class the other day. I think I need to edit the music on it to make it end a little better. Other than that, I'm pretty happy. Archer does Bikram yoga. It's going to go viral. Just wait once I send it to you guys. Okay. All right. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches, please. Feet parallel to each other. These things cannot be planned. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. All five fingers together on each hand. Now take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach and sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips out behind you. Try to get your thighs parallel to the floor. That's it. Keep your feet exactly parallel to each other. Open the heels a little bit if needed. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up. Lift your chest up, lean your upper body way back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come back up, arms stay there. Now, everybody stand up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Upper body, a little bit forward, Sean, from the side view. I want upper body right over the lower body. I don't mind. There, right there. Take a deep breath, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, and now sit right down on the tops of the toes. Push the big toes down, heels up. Looks good. Push the big toes down, knees up. Come up higher. That's it, Ron. Heels up, knees up. Lean back one more inch. Upper body lean against the wall. Yes, inhale, come up. Oh, my goodness. Feet flat. Come up a little bit on your toes for the third part. Squeeze your knees together. Now inhale, breathing. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down very slowly. Yep, that's it right there, Sean. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head. Straight up towards the ceiling. Complete depression of your abdominal wall. Arms parallel to the thighs once you get all the way down there. Thighs parallel to the floor. Drop the shoulders, Dave. Lift up the chest one more time. There you go. Suck in your stomach, everyone. Push your knees down and forward while they're squeezing together. That's it. Now inhale, breathing, come up. It's all right if the legs shake up a little bit or cramp up a little bit. They'll be okay. All right, very nice, you guys. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side, stand tall. Breathe smoothly by the nose in between each of the postures as well. Second set, awkward pose, right foot step out 6 inches, please, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, arms up parallel to the floor. Exhale, suck in your stomach, watch your feet. Zach, sit down in the mirror, watch your feet. Don't let them separate or turn or anything. Just, there you go. Now, body weight a little more to the outside of both feet. Don't sit quite so low, hips up. Okay, one more inch up. Freeze, hold it. Lean back, hold it. Lean back, Elliot, lean back, way back, go back, more back, try to fold them backwards. That's it, come up. I know it's impossible. Come up on the tiptoes. That was so good. Stretch your entire spine. center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Pull the stomach in, sit right down, go ahead on the tops of the toes. 10 counts, heels up, 9, that's it, run. 8, keep going, heels up, 7, push ankles forward, 6, 5, that's good, Zach. 4, don't sit any lower, 3, come up higher on the tiptoes, 2, all the way onto the actual toes, 1, inhale, come up. Oh my gosh, that was so good. What are you guys doing? You're all being rock stars today. Come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze your knees together. Did you take the Rockstar potion this morning? Take a deep breath, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, sit down. 10 counts minimum, super slow motion. Now this one, you don't push the heels up, but they will come up as a side effect of sitting down. Very nice. Oh, that's a good straight spine, Jess. Yeah, you had it right there, right at the point where you wobbled a little bit, the spine was straight. Now suck in your stomach. Keep arms energized all the way out to the fingertips. Nothing loose, nothing hanging. Now, if you want to take two gigantic bounces, that's fine, but make them big so they do something for you. And then hold at the top of it. Inhale, come back up. Leaning against the imaginary wall. Sean's going for it. All right. Awesome, you guys. Feet back together, arms down to the sides. Those were like 2-foot bounces, Sean. Awesome. I love it. All right, next is eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down in your good old imaginary chair. Upper body back. All right, stay down there. Lift your right leg as high as it will go over the left. Cross your legs, each other. Twist like ropes. Right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. If the foot comes out, sit down a little more. Pull the elbows straight down towards your belly button. I want arms pressing down into the chest and the chest lifting up into the arms so you feel the pressure. Looks good, Amy. Sit down a little bit more, twisting like ropes. Upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Everyone, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Now pull the elbows down so you feel the pressure here between arms and chest. Sit down in the chair, please. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back before you lift up the leg. And then left leg only moves, lift it up over the right leg. You can do it. It's isolating body part movement so you learn how to control each body part, both in relaxation or in contraction and intensity. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. If the foot is wrapped behind the calf muscle, then you can eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle. Bring more body weight to the heel. That's good sitting down, Zach. Now bring the hips back. There you go. So the shin bones become more upright. Little by little, they'll be straight. Good. Come up, please. That's correct. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull your elbows down so you feel the arms press into the chest. Sit down in the chair, please. Weight on the heels. And try to keep that pressure throughout the posture, upper body back, right leg, lift up over the left. Nice, Elia. Try to let ankle flatten to the calf muscle. That's it. Top knee to the right, keeping the standing knee pointing straight ahead. Good, Zach. Now just freeze there. It's perfect. Little bit of weight to the heel. The shin bone becomes more upright. That's it. That's supposed to happen. You're good. Sit down more, Amy, twisting like ropes. Now upper body one more, back. Excellent. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. You have all the flexibility for this one. It's just the strength to go back a little bit. All right, pull the elbows down. Sit down in the chair a little bit lower. Keep sitting down. You can do what she's doing if you get bored. Okay, left leg up. So she's going to stand up a little bit and then cross the legs, each other. All right, good. And then ankle flattens to the calf muscle. Top knee to the left. You can lift up the chest, Tammy, a little bit. Try to bring the abdomen away from the thighs. Exactly. Exactly. Keep pulling the elbows straight down, everybody. Twist like ropes. One more upper body back at the end. Very nice. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the sides. Party time. Any questions out there? All right. We had a birthday this morning. Dave Lynn's sign was so cute. That was so adorable. She made a little sign, and she held it up, and she said, "Today is my 60th birthday. There's the cutest stick figure triangle." Like, it was the cutest. I took a screenshot. It was so cute. All right. Do we have any other birthdays today? All right. It's a lot of November birthdays. It's that whole Valentine's Day thing, apparently. All right. My son included. November. Okay. All right. You guys ready for standing head to knee? Oh, yeah. You look excited. All right. Feet together. Party! All right. Pick up the right foot in front of you. Rounding the spine forward. Grab the foot a couple of inches below the toes. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Now, if you can't reach the foot, just stand on one leg, round the spine, bring the leg up, and you are in the posture. Now, look forward, everybody, at your left knee. Push your knee back exactly enough so the leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot. Now, keeping the standing leg locked, inhale, breathing very slowly, gently, right leg lift up just a little bit at a time until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Standing leg remains locked, solid, unbroken. Take a nice deep breath. Kick your right heel forward towards the mirror as you suck in your stomach, away from the mirror, creating a tremendous stretch and relaxation all over underneath the right leg. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, then only bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Hold the stomach in, kick the heel forward, shoulders and face relaxed. Come out of it, please. Straightening the arms. Bend the right knee, feet together. Stand tall. Inhale, breathing. Exhale by the nose. Suck in your stomach. Round forward. Please pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. If you can't reach the foot, you can put your hands on both sides of the knee or the calf muscle or even the ankle, and you just hold. Now, concentrate on your standing leg. Push your knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the right foot. On an inhale, slowly, gently, left leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Not too high and not too low. Standing leg solid. Take a deep breath. Kick the left heel forward while you suck in the stomach. Once you can get both legs locked and maintain the contraction on the top of both thighs, then only bring your elbows down. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Hold here, breathing smoothly. Eyes do not need to move. Eyes still do not need to move when you come out of the posture. Stand tall, feet together, arms down. All right, second set. Take a nice inhale. Exhale by the nose, stomach in. Round forward, pick up the right foot in front of you. Now, you can already be looking at your standing knee in the mirror. It's amazing how much the eyes dart around if we are not being very purposeful about where you look. So you can look at the left knee. Don't change the eyes. Go ahead, right leg lift up and stretch forward. The eyes will only change once you start bringing the chin to the chest. So keep the eyes steady. Lock them. Just like you lock the leg, eyes are locked. Now, elbows can come down once both legs are locked. Once your elbows go down below the calf muscle, that is when the eyes can change. Tuck your chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach. Touch your forehead on your knee for 3. Kick the heel forward. 2. Standing leg locked. 1. Now try to come out of it. Nice one, Amy. Standing leg was very good. Right foot down, feet together. Last one. Take a deep breath. As you're exhaling, suck in your stomach on the way down to picking up the foot. Begin, please. Get a nice, tight interlaced grip. Standing leg solid, concrete, unbroken. Are you looking at the right knee? If not, that's okay. You might have just gotten distracted, but focus. Lock your eyes in the mirror on the standing knee. Left leg can lift up and stretch forward. That's good, Jess. Chest up a little bit. Kick the heel forward. Just a little more upper body up. That's it. Shoulders relaxed. You can look in the mirror at the standing knee. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down. Now, when you start to bring your head to your knee, some people start out by looking at the foot that's on the floor. Eventually, you may look at the abdomen. Or you can sort of unfocus the eyes and just put your head on the knee. You have tremendous internal concentration at that point. Slowly come out of it, head up, arms straight, feet together, arms down. It's quite an experience. All right, standing bow pulling poses next. Start with your feet together, please. Right hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to your right and grab the right ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, please. Palm facing forward. Start with the knees together, please. Now Now take a deep breath. Stretch the entire left side of the body up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Kick the right leg straight back behind you and then up towards the ceiling so your foot comes up over the head. Toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. That's it. Take a deep breath with your standing leg locked. Bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. But when you come down, make sure you keep the body weight more towards the base of the toes than the heels. So it's a true charge forward. Try to touch the mirror. At the same time, bring the right shoulder back, twisting the upper body to the right. That's exact. Now kick straight up. Body down and kick. Charge forward and kick. Body down, charge forward, kick up a little bit more at the end. Excellent change. Feet together, arms down. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the side, grab your ankle, holding from the inside. Right arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. As long as the knees don't hurt, start with the knees together, please. Inhale, stretch the whole right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Charge your upper body forward on the right side. So that means right shoulder, right armpit, right tricep. That's it, Elia. Right rib cage forward. Excellent. Bring the body down and kick. Charge forward and kick. Take a nice deep breath. Right shoulder forward, left shoulder back at the same time. So you turn and twist your upper body to the left. Look straight ahead, chin up, eyes level to the floor. That's it. Now take a deep breath. Push the right hand fingertips forward, left shoulder back. Take a deep breath. Come down and kick, everybody, one more time. Change. Feet together, arms down. Shoulders are good, Elia. All right. Second set. Right hand up in front of you, please. Turn it out. Grab your right ankle. Inhale, left arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. I'll give you 20. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. Charge forward and kick for 20 counts. 19, 18, standing leg lock, 17, 16, 15, 14, lock the standing leg, 12, 11, body down and kick, 10, 9, charge forward, 8, 7, go and touch the mirror, 6, body down and kick, 5, keep kicking, Erica, 4, kick up a little more, 3, 2, that's it, Zach, kick up, 1, change, feet together, arms down to the sides. Last one. Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Please reach out to the side. Grab your ankle, holding from the inside. All five fingers together. Hello, Ramit and Resham, welcome. Knees together, please. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead for 20 counts. Begin. 19. You can do it. 18. 17. Go and touch the wall, Dave. 16. 15. Arm up a little higher. 14 for Dave. 13. There you go. 12. Go and touch the wall. 11. 10. Take a deep breath. 9. Left shoulder back kick. 8. 7, keep your chin up, Sean, 6, body down, Sarah, 5, 4, go and touch the mirror, Amy, 3, go and touch the mirror, 2, kick up, body down, stretch forward, kick up, kick and kick and kick. All right, great. Outstanding. Balancing stick is next. You can step to the back of your mat if you need to. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Chin up, arms with your ears like glue. Take a deep breath, step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Now keeping the chin up and arms with your ears, bring the upper body down and left leg up. Keeping both legs locked. Chin forward, look forward. Come down until from the side you look like a capital letter T. Now take the hands and your left foot toes and push them away from each other 6 more inches. Stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms and head together. Take a nice deep breath, step onto the left foot, lock both legs, point the right toes. Inhale, breathing, upper body down. Keep the right knee straight, round body down, leg up. Straighten the knee, push the toes back, lock the leg. There you go, it's locking. Now come down, leg up. Charge forward, leg up. More body weight to the toes than the heel. Please stretch forward. There you go, inhale, come up. Take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Go ahead, get your grip. Interlace all 10 fingers. Point your fingers up. Eliminate any gap between your arms and your ears. Good shoulders, Jess. Keep the palms together. Step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Lift up the chin run and then come down. The only joint you move is the right hip joint. Everything else stays locked, contracted. Come down, leg up. That's it, Todd. Straighten the back knees. Very good, leg up. Just straighten it. Push the toes to the back wall. Push the hands to the mirror for three. Stretch, two, stretch, one, stretch, change. Come up. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Before you come down, lock both legs so you feel it, and then body down. It's only 10 counts. Look forward, 9, about 4 feet in front of you, 8, on the floor, 7. 6, back leg is good, Todd, 5. Now suck in your stomach, 4. Bring the right hip forward, 3, and down. 2, right toes to the back wall, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down to the sides. That's a great thing to do every day, I'll tell you what. Standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step to the left side of your mat or turn if you need to. Feet together nicely, please. All right, everybody together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, step out to the right, a big step. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Turn the toes in a little bit. Make sure the heels are in one line. Now inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then forward. Go ahead, please, keeping the legs locked throughout the posture and your arms reaching out to the sides all the way down until you cannot go any further. Grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all 5 fingers together. If you can't grab the heels, grab the outsides of the feet or slide the fingertips underneath the toes. Keeping the legs locked, pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down. Roll forward, shin forward. Make sure the muscles on the front of the thighs are contracted so the kneecaps lift, and eventually you create that contraction all the way to the upper thigh. Then pull on the heels to stretch your body down. Try to touch your forehead to the floor exactly between your feet. Arms out sideways and head up. Stand up slowly. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. Take a slightly wider step, please, if you did not touch the head to the floor. Start by locking the legs, suck in your stomach, stretch the spine up, and then forward, please. Complete depression of the abdominal wall. Complete reaching out of the arms all the way to the fingertips. Marilyn, that's great. Keep reaching out to the sides. Yep. Push the fingertips out. That's excellent. Once you have the heels, you can pull on the heels as long as legs stay locked. Lift up on the kneecaps, please. Upper thighs contract. Now first the leg stretch. So that means you've got to keep the front side of the body contracted. Front of the thighs contract. Lower abdomen sucked in. Then you stretch the body down. You create stretching 360 degree angle. That refers to completeness of a circle. Coccyx to the forehead. Coccyx to the toes. Now just hold it as still as you can. You don't need to fix anything else. Just be in the posture. Very slowly, arms out, head up. Slowly come up. Oh, that looks good. Right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. The moment, a couple times when the posture starts, the moment you stop fixing things, the posture kind of starts. The moment you want to leave that kind of weird feeling of, oh no, now what? That's also a time when the posture starts. It's a wonderful beginning. A lot of what we're doing is preparing for that moment, okay? And it all matters, it all counts, it's all awesome. That's when the posture really starts to get going. Triangle posture, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Everyone push both hips forward as much as you can, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out to the right. Bend your right knee and sit down, keeping the spine upright, nice and lifted in the middle. Hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, everybody. Tilt your upper body to the right. I want you to take deep breaths in triangle posture, holding the stomach in. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm. So you're aiming between your big toe and second toe. Turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder so the exact profile of your face is visible from the front. Push the right foot firmly down and sit down a little bit more. Try to touch the toes. Keeping the left leg locked, left heel flat on the floor, turn and twist. You can bring the upper body up, Tammy, a little bit higher. Try to get a bigger gap between the right thigh and the right armpit. There you go, and now drop the hips 1 inch towards the floor. Inhale, come up. That's correct. Right toes turn forward. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward. Arms slide back. Way back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out. Turn them half inch more, then sit down. Bend your left knee. Keep the right leg locked. Right knee straight. A little more run. Lock the right leg. Just keep pushing it back. Now inhale, breathing. There you go. Tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up. Push your left knee back with help of the left arm. Try to touch the toes. Now turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. So the left side profile of the face is visible from the front. Take your top hand, and when you inhale, push it up towards the ceiling. Very good form, Amy. Now, as you're pushing the left knee back, bring the left shoulder a little bit forward, left chest forward. Sit down a little bit more, keeping the upper body lifted nice and high away from your left thigh. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in, feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Any questions on triangle pose? All right, let's do the second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward and arms back. Oh, so you really definitely feel something. Okay, inhale, chest up, turn the right foot all the way out. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down. Good, good, Erica. Hips forward, arms back. Now, take a deep breath, flip the palms forward, chin to your left shoulder. Push the chin with the shoulder. Begin, please. That's it. Now, take your two sets of fingertips, your right hand fingertips and left hand fingertips, and push them away from each other, one up and one down. Looks good, Elia. Suck in your stomach. Drop the hips, but keep the upper body lifted. Now take your whole upper body, Erica, and stretch it out to the right side of the room diagonally, lengthening the spine. All right, sit down a little bit, Zach. Try to lengthen out the right side of your waist. I don't want any turning of the spine. I want the spine straight. You can look in the mirror. Look at the right side of your waist and stretch it out equally with the left. Upper body up more, hips down more. Upper body up, hips down more. Okay, inhale, come up. It's really hard. You're doing great. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. I'll give you something to look for if you can do this one. Turn the left toes out. If not, we'll do it tomorrow. Bend your left knee and sit down. Make sure the heels, Vern, are in one line, please. You can use a stripe on the ground. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Push the chin with the shoulder. All right. Zach, take a look in the mirror. Do you see the left side of your torso? I want it to look the same as the right side. From your hip to your armpit, I want them both straight. See how the bottom one's shorter? I want it to be the same. So you just kind of have to figure it out visually. Upper body up. Stretch out the bottom side. Shorten the top side. It's weird. You'll get it. Sit down a little more. Try to touch the toes. So you don't want to curve. There's no side bend. Drop the hips a little bit more, everybody. Now take the top of that, Erica. Stretch it away from the right heel. Stretch out to the left. Come down, sit down, touch the toes. Nice one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turned forward, feet back to the place, arms over the head, arms down to the side. That took me like 13 years to figure out how to do that, so I'm just planting seeds. Okay. Fun times, you guys. You ready for the next one? I don't see anybody jumping up and down, but fine. I believe that you do feel excitement. Oh, Frankie did a dance. Okay. We have to come up with a new kind of sign language, I guess. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. But I suppose we shouldn't jump up and down between every posture, huh? Right foot step out to the right. Keep your arms with your ears. Turn on your heels to the right. So the left hip comes forward, back foot in 45 degrees, two hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach or the chest, round the spine. Exhale, breathing, forehead to your right knee. Now, if you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up until it touches the forehead. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingertips into the floor. It's a very nice posture, Natalie. Work on the balance by bringing first the right hand in front of the big toes, or I guess it's just one big toe. And then little by little, you walk the left hand to the right hand, but make sure you're pressing both feet to the floor firmly, upper inner thighs, squeezing in. Lock the front leg. Inhale, breathing. Come up slowly, please. Arms and head are the last thing up. Once you're standing all the way up, turn 185 degrees, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. So both hips face the wall to your side. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Start from the neck. Tuck your chin to the chest and push your head down into the posture with your arms. One day the forehead will touch the knee at the same moment the hands touch the floor in front of your big toe. Push the fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. In order to start working on balance, bring your left hand in front of the big toe. Keep your right hand where it is. Push the feet firmly to the floor. The back foot heel presses down. The base of the big toe on your front foot presses down while squeezing thighs towards each other. Then you can bring the right hand to meet the left hand. Now keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg. Inhale, come up slowly. Try to keep the chin to the chest. That's it. Arms and head up together. Turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left. Arms down to the sides. There is refinement available everywhere at every level. Okay, some of it just happens when you're ready. Some of it needs 13 years, okay, for you to be ready for it. That is fine. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross the thumbs. Right foot step out, please, 3 foot minimum. Take a deep breath, turn on your heels, face the right side of the room. Left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Good. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling first. Now tuck your chin to the chest, everybody. Push your arms into the back of the head to go into the posture. So you start to feel upper back stretch a little more. That's it. Suck in your stomach, forehead to the right knee. It's fine to bend the front knee. Just keep the back leg locked. That looks good, Todd. Suck in your stomach, everyone. Push both feet firmly to the floor. Squeeze inward the upper inner thighs. Bring the left hip forward a little bit and down to get both hips in one line parallel to the floor. Now keep the chin all the way to the chest. Arms pressing into the back of the head. Come up. Suck in your stomach. Left hip stays forward. Arms and head up last. Excellent. Turn all the way around. Now face the opposite wall. Turn the right foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Start from only tucking the chin to the chest. Then push your upper arms into the back of the head, chin to the chest. No gap. None at all. Maximum compression of the throat. So you've got thyroid tissue in there. You've got blood vessels going to and from thyroid tissue. This is a major element of what we're squeezing or massaging or compressing, restricting, but the breathing is still normal. That's very good, Zach. Keep the chin pressed all the way to the chest. All right, now keep the chin there, lock the front leg and come up. Arms still press the head. Good. Head and arms come out of it last, everybody. Once you're standing, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left and arms down to the sides. So nice. You can take one step back to your mat where you started the deep breathing exercise for tree pose. Feet together nicely, everybody. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up. Heel as high as it will go on the top of your left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your left. Once you can get the heel all the way to the top of your thigh, very slowly, very gently, bring the right knee down and push it back. To get two knees in one line from the side. At the same time, both hips forward, so both hips are in one line above the knees. Standing leg locked, thigh muscles contracted. Stretch your whole spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest if you don't need it to hold the foot. Suck in your stomach, stand up a little taller, and if your foot doesn't slip, you can bring the left hand up too. Hands, palms together in front of the chest. Change, please. Grab the foot, put it down gently. And then other side, please. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can pick the left knee up quite high and out to the sides or the side of the body so the heel can come up to the top of the thigh. That looks good, Zach. Then very slowly, gently push the knee down and back, but make sure the foot doesn't slip. Hips forward, stomach in. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. First, you can bring the left hand in front of the chest. Make sure standing leg is locked, not just there, but solid, lifted, contracted. If the foot doesn't slip at all, bring the right hand up, palms together. Hold the stomach in, stretch the top of the head up towards the ceiling. Change, please. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Very nice, everybody. For toe stand, start in tree pose. Please bring your heel, right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. As long as you can keep it in the top 5 or 6 inches of the thigh, you may start toe stand. Look at the floor right around the edge of the mat. Bring your upper body forward slowly until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and lower the hips down, sitting on the heel. Once you can get all the way down there, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes pointed to your left, right knee down, to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. From here, stretch the spine up. Suck in your stomach. Try to get the spine perfectly straight. Two knees in one line, right knee down, right toes pointed. When you can balance here, bring the left hand in front of the chest. I want you to suck in the stomach and essentially lock the abdomen in place so the spine stays upright. If you can balance here comfortably, bring the right hand up, palms together in front of the chest. Put your hands on the floor in front of you, please. Nice effort, you guys. Push your hips up. Stand back up in tree pose nicely, please, and look straight ahead in the mirror. Tree pose can change. Right foot down, arms down. Begin second set. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can start toe stand. Move the upper body forward slowly, keeping your standing leg straight. You just go as far as you can go right now until you can go further later. All of the postures work on all of the postures. Once you're touching the floor, you can sit down because all of the postures work on the body, and then that comes back and manifests in the postures. Left toes point to your right, left knee down. That looks good, Zach. Press both knees down, breastbone up at the same time. Eventually the hips are going to come up. So think of third part of awkward pose, you guys. Both knees down, lifting up whole spine, chest. Go ahead with the hands. First the right and then the left. Elbows in and shoulders stay down. Hands to the floor in front of you. Please push the hips up. You can grab the foot on the way out of the posture, finishing in tree pose. Look straight ahead in the mirror and change again, please. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. Okay, that was a most excellent warm-up. If you need a little water, that's fine. You can adjust your camera or your mat, whatever you need to do, and we will start the yoga class with Savasana. That looks good, Natalie. That looks good, Jess. Thank you. I'm watching you, Frankie. Everyone looks good so far. I'm just going to watch Frankie's setup here. All right. Start with your heels together, arms down to the sides. Start with your palms facing up and then let the arms completely relax. Frankie, it's not bad, but if you can show me more of your legs, I can see above your head, but I can't see below the waist, so you can just angle it. Perfect. Oh, that's great. I love it. Thank you. Yay. Concentrate on your breathing. Let the abdomen completely relax. It's very nice. We get to do this posture so many times. Perhaps we need the most practice at this one. Complete relaxation, effortlessness, total presence, total concentration. Not trying to accomplish anything other than normal breathing and concentration. Not a bad idea. All right, you guys ready? Let's do these wonderful floor postures, wind removing poses first. Bring your right leg up. Grab your right leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, all 10 fingers included with the grip, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage, creating pressure on the lower right abdomen with the right thigh. If the left calf muscle is not touching the floor, you can flex the left foot back from the ankle. Elbows in close to the body, suck in your stomach and pull. Now bring the chin down a little more, looking down the center line of the body to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Change right leg and the arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. That's it. If the straight leg calf muscle, that's the right one, is not touching the floor, you can flex that foot back from the ankle. But keep the leg you're pulling on completely relaxed. Pull a little bit extra hard. Chin down, look down the center line of the body and absolutely freeze. Change. Left leg down, arms down. Now immediately both legs up together if possible. Grab for your elbows, each other, a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. That looks good, Dave. So if you're not grabbing the elbows, you just grab somewhere on the opposite arm, either hooking the fingers, grabbing wrists, or even a hand towel. Now suck in your stomach, slowly bring your chin down towards your chest. Look down the center line of the body. Shoulders away from the ears. Eventually, the entire spine will be flat on the floor. Change again, please. Arms and legs down. So here we are again, Savasana. If you start to pay even more attention, you might start to realize each Savasana is unique, even within one class. Your mind might start to go to point A or point B in time or space. If you just observe, bring your concentration back to the present moment, you will get 100% benefit. 100%. It is enough, it is sufficient, it is overwhelmingly enough what you're doing. Okay, right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. When you put your mind to this grip even, when you put your mind to tucking the chin, you put your mind 100% to breathing normally, while in these challenging situations, you get all of the possible benefit for yourself. Keep the shoulders away from the ears, both shoulders on the floor, pull a little bit harder, absolutely freeze. Change, right leg lower, down arms, down left leg, lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your knee to the shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body, both shoulders on the floor. That's it. Keep your concentration on the grip. Concentrate on where you're looking. Concentrate on elbows bending. Concentrate on back of the neck, flattening to the floor. Change again, left leg down, arms down, immediately both legs up, grab for your elbows. This is a great one for the concentration. Grab your elbows, bring your head back to the floor. One of the reasons this is so powerful, this posture, besides the digestive benefit and the spine benefit, which are profound, one of the reasons this is such a great posture is you kind of stop fixing it pretty soon. You have your elbows, you have your chin tucked, and then your mind is like, well, what are we going to do now? And you say, well, we're going to be here. We are just going to stay here together in stillness and breathe, and that's it, nothing more. We don't need to make plans. We're just going to do wind removing pose. Change, arms and legs down. You have that opportunity because you're not working so hard to just achieve balance, right? Those ones where you have to concentrate so hard just to stay on one foot, you don't have usually the same opportunity, or at least for a while, you don't have the same opportunity to just be there. Let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, lock your legs. Arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Head to the knees. Cobra pose, turn around. Lie down on your front side, hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not turning in, not turning out. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with outsides of the deltoids. Glue it down, distributing the weight equally all over hands, palms. Bring your legs and feet together, hip muscles and thigh muscles contracted. Inhale, breathing, upper body lift up, please, using 100% back strength. Press the palms firmly down. Lift up the chin, lift up the neck, lift up collarbones. That's good, Zach. Elbows stay in close to the sides of the body. Come up a little more round. Press the hands, palms down, lift up your chest. Come up, everybody. Feet press gently to the floor. Drop the shoulders down, look up a little bit higher. Change, bring the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Big toes touching each other, let the heels separate. Legs completely relaxed. Second set, hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead, not turning in, not turning out. Also, please keep all 5 fingers together on each hand. No space between any fingers, no gap underneath fingers, hands, palms. Legs contract already. Feet gently pressed to the floor. I want the knees, the kneecaps, to be in the air. The legs are so straight. Inhale, breathing. That's it, Elia. Press palms down. Come up. I want you to come up until you feel the triceps, upper arms. A little bit cramp sensation. Belly button on the floor. Rest of the upper body in the air. Drop the shoulders, Dave. Elbows in close to the body. Elbows push down and back towards hips. There you go. Now drop the shoulders again. Inhale, lift up the chin. Stretch the front of the neck up towards the ceiling. Backward bending up. Change. Nice one, Sean. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Until one day, today or tomorrow or in month 15 or year 5, pinky fingers touch each other. Chin on the floor. Lock the right leg, point the toes. Right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90, knees straight, toes pointed. Push the hands down to bring the leg up. Push the hands down to shift more body weight towards shoulders, collarbone, and neck. Change. Right leg lower down. Pressing hands down is wonderful. Lock the left leg, lift up. For example, even if you can't get a leg off the floor right now, you can still get tremendous benefit to neck, shoulders, and arms. That's it, Natalie. The body weight slides forward when you push arms down, so eventually front of the neck, throat is flat on the floor. Change again, left leg lower down. Very nice. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Readjust hands, palms closer to each other, arms a little straighter. Now make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up. Everybody come up. Nice act. Push the hands down. Bring the legs up. Push the hands down. Thighs squeeze together. Now come up a little bit higher, everybody. You can do it. Inhale, lift up. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, even the hips come up. Lower the legs, please. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right side. Big toes together. Heels separate. And now that same kind of situation of wind removing where you figured it out, you stopped fixing things, and then you just were there. This can also eventually be applied to the other postures where you reach a point and you just stop fixing things. You're in the posture, you hold still. It's a wonderful beginning of the posture. Second set, locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide or scoot the arms underneath the body, pinky fingers side by side. See if the chin will go any more forward. It's an amazing neck backward bend. Lock the right leg, point the toes. Come up for 10 counts, only 9. 8, knees straight, 7. 6, push the hands down, 5. Upper thigh lift up, 4. That's it. 3, now just freeze. 2, 1, right leg down. Chin forward, look forward, lock the left leg. Lift up 10 counts, begin 9. 8, and freeze, 7. 6, push hands down, 5, 4, press the shoulders down, 3, lift up, 2, absolutely freeze, 1, change. Now, turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You may readjust the arms here. Now, without bending the knees, inhale, breathing, legs both lift up for 10 counts, go up, 9, 8, legs together, 7, very nice, Jess, 6, push hands down, 5, 4, a little bit higher, and 4, lift up. 3, inhale, legs up. 2, lift the hips up. 1, and 0. Bring the legs down. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. I have to tell you guys something. This is a bit personal, but it's kind of general, too, and may apply to a lot of us. Sometimes the harder the day is outside, the more in the yoga zone happens in the hot room or in the yoga room, wherever you are. Have you ever had this experience? Whatever's going on out there is so much, you become so much into what you're doing in the class. It is so cool. I'm so happy and thankful when this happens. All right. full locust, Spurna Salabhasana, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all five fingers together. Thumbs with index fingers. Arms a little forward, round towards the mirror. One more like that. Okay. Legs together as one leg, like cobra pose. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Bring the legs up, Sean. Upper body's good. Keep lifting up legs. Lift up thighs. Take a deep breath. Everyone look up. Take another deep breath. Lift the neck up. Take another inhale. Bring the legs up. And now exhale. Squeeze and lift a little more at the end. Change. Everything just touches the floor. Then bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. You know, you guys all know this, right? The muckier the pond, the more beautiful the lotus flower. Is this common knowledge? In my mind, it's common. It's like, it's just a basic fact of existence, but it's kind of amazing when you experience it, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling that. It's not just an abstract concept. This is say it was a very mucky day in your life, and the flower of the yoga class is just stunning. Second set, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. All five fingers together. Legs and feet together. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, please. Lift everything up. Arms up, head up, look up, chin up. Now, every time you inhale, you can, even if just in your mind, lift something. Inhale, eyeballs up. Inhale, push the collarbones up. Inhale, push the arms up. Great arms, Amy. Inhale, bring the legs up. Now hold here for five counts, breathing normally, four. You'll figure out the breathing, three. Take a deep breath, two. Exhale, come all the way up, one. Change. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Bow pose, down your asana, chin on the floor, please. Bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside, just below the toes, all five fingers together on each hand. Squeeze your feet pretty nicely. So the wrists are straight, elbows straight, shoulders completely relaxed. Take a deep breath, kick up and look up. Push both feet up towards the ceiling, not using the feet, but using hips, thighs, and lower spine. Total spine backward bending against gravitation. Really nice and even, Jess. That's it. Upper body's up a little more than the legs. So Jess, bring your knees and thighs up just a tiny bit more than they are. Now roll forward, everybody, onto the abdomen. That's it, Sean. Push your hands and feet up. Everybody kick up. Everybody look up. Knees and ribs come up off of the floor. Change. Bring the knees and chin down gently. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Completely. Let everything settle. A lot of times more, I guess you could call it discipline, is needed for Savasana than the posture. When you have the posture to work on, you have a task to occupy your concentration. When you're in the Savasana or a rest like Savasana, it can be harder to stay with the task of breathing and concentrating. So a lot of your work, a lot of your best work can happen right now. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet. A lot of your best work of the class is where you start out with the biggest struggle or where you encountered the biggest struggle. This is where your most amazing change, development, transformation happens, is at the struggle points. Take a deep breath, kick up and look up. Start, please. You can kick slowly, that's fine, but make sure you kick without intermission, without a break. Keep kicking, just like your concentration, just like your breathing, without intermission. Roll forward onto the abdomen, that's it, Zach. Knees up, thighs up, lift the chest up, and now you hold it here. Keep kicking, five, that's it. Four, you can do it. Three, it's okay if thighs burn a little bit too. Look up to the ceiling, kick up. One, outstanding, you guys. Chin and knees to the ground. Arms down, turn your head to the left. Let's do fixed firm pose right away. Everyone come up to the top of the mat. You still feel the heart beating a little bit from bow pose. That's the best time for fixed firm pose. The best time. Sit on your heels for a moment. Then lift your hips up just enough. Separate your feet and lower your hips to the floor between your heels. Make sure heels touch the hips throughout the posture. If your knees or feet hurt, you can separate the knees. See if that helps. If you can sit comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside, and lean back onto the elbows. Before you go back, Verna, that right foot is going to straighten out. It doesn't have to be today that you go back, but the foot does have to be straight. Okay, you don't have to go back though. First, elbows touch the floor, then head, then back of the head, then shoulders. Arms overhead, grab your elbows each other, pressing forearms into the floor. Chin down towards the chest. Just do less, okay? That looks good, Verna. You might not sit all the way down. Just let it be and give it some time. All right, hands to the soles of the feet. With help of your elbows, come back up in the middle. Chin comes out of it last. Turn around, relax on your back. Does that make sense what to do, Verna? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, just do 80% or 60% or whatever it is called for, whatever is called for in the moment. I love the training that happens of doing what's needed, not doing what you're in the mood for, not doing what you feel like or don't feel like according to the whims of your mind. You just do what is possible and available and needed in each moment of each posture. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, please, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Second set, start again, please. Top of the mat, sitting on the feet. If you need to stay there for a second, that's fine. Then lift your hips up, separate the feet. Lower your hips to the floor between the heels. Again, you may separate the knees to just about any distance that helps you do the posture. If together helps, fine. If apart helps, fine. Go ahead back. Hands to the feet, elbows to the floor, head to the floor, shoulders to the floor. Grab elbows, arms over the head. It's a wonderful opportunity for a backward bend, mostly in relaxation. The body in mostly relaxation in a nice backward bend with normal, fairly deep breathing. This is a unique situation in the class, unique situation for your day. Hands to the feet, please. With help of the elbows, lift up the chest. Come up in the middle. Oh, good, Natalie. That's a good way to get out of it for your upper back. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale all the air you can and sit up, exhale all of it out. Half tortoise posture is next. Sit down on your heels, knees and feet together at the back of the mat, please. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, bring your upper body forward. Keep the chin up, arms with your ears, hips on the heels, stomach in. And you just come forward slowly, forehead to the floor in front of you. Side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor and wrists in the air. Hips as close as possible to the heels. Now inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch your arms forward. Fingertips closer to the edge of the mat. Palms flat to each other, wrists in the air. Stay here. Take a deep breath, keep stretching arms forward. Slowly exhale, keep the stomach in. Take another inhale. Arms slide forward, exhale, keep the stomach in. Now on your next inhale, stretch arms forward, lift the arms off the floor and come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all as one. Arms down to the sides. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Feeling some new muscle, Zach? Something weird? Did it pass or you still feel it? Okay. I'll tell you what, all that stuff around the rib cage just is weird. There's there's so much going on. We just got to figure it out, each of us. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Head to the knees. Second set of half tortoise posture. Please sit on the heels at the back of the mat, knees and feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms pressed together. Now suck in your stomach. push the fingertips up towards the ceiling and come forward, please. Keep your chin up. Keep your chin up. Keep your arms with the head. You can do it. Go slower to get a little bit stronger. That's good, Resham. Side edge of the pinky fingers touch the floor, even if your forehead doesn't touch the floor. You can cross the thumbs, please, to help press the palms flat against each other. Wrists up, Ellie, a little bit more. Wrists. Okay, now stretch forward. Take a deep breath. Stay in the posture. Keep stretching forward as you exhale. Do another inhale, rib cage expanding. Exhale slowly by the nose. You got it. Now just hold it like this. Arms, head, neck, and spine all come up together. Go ahead, please. Inhale, lift up. Arms down to the sides. Savasana. Turn around as soon as you can. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath, hold it in. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Next is camel posture. Stand up on your knees, everybody. 6 inches between the knees. At the top of the mat is best. 6 inches between the feet. Now everyone together, please. Put your hands on the hips, like in the back jeans pockets or on your lower spine. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward. Lift your chest and chin up, start to back bend. Drop your head all the way back. As far as it goes, breathing always normal is your number one job. Look straight back for the wall behind you, bending your entire spine. Right hand only, grab your right heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Left hand down, grab the left heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Full palm grip on each heel. Now take a nice inhale, everybody. Exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Everybody keep pushing. Look all the way back. Now, keeping the spine and head where they are, bring your hands up first. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, chin comes down last. Have a seat, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, legs locked, arms overhead. Take a deep breath. Keep your heels on the floor, please. Sit up. Grab the toes. Push all the air out very forcefully. Head to the knees. Second set, camel posture. Everyone stand up on the knees. This is just the best, you guys. Camel posture is just the best. Hands on the hips or lower. Spine fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. I want you to push the knees and feet down, the chest and chin up. Go ahead, back. So push the chin back. Push the back of your head towards your lower spine. So you bend the spine from the top down. Grab one heel at a time. That's it, Natalie. Push the chin back. Push the back of the head towards your lower spine. Go ahead, grabbing each heel. Full palm grip on each heel. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. That's good, Sarah. As you're pushing the hips forward, keep the feet pressed into the floor by leaning your upper body way back. Keep pushing hips forward, Sean, until you feel pulling on your heels. Now keep the head back, bring your hands up one at a time to the hips. Once your hands are up, then inhale, push the hips forward, chest up. At the very end, you see yourself again in the mirror. Have a seat, turn around, relax on your back. The other day I had this thought that I shared with the class, I think, that the problems of the hot room are really good problems to have. And today I'm thinking, you know what? The problems of the hot room are the best problems to have. It's really, really wonderful. All right. They are just the best. Now, if we don't think we should have any problems, then we're going to suffer. But if we accept that we're going to have some challenges and a few struggles here and there, the ones during practice, like I can't get my knee straight, let me solve that. I'm having a hard time breathing. Let me solve that. Okay, you can. Why they're so good, why they're such good problems to have is because you can do something about them in the moment. You can concentrate in the moment. You can try to relax a muscle in the moment. They're wonderful. Feet together, flex. Lock the legs, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's do rabbit posture. Everyone sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet. Thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach on the way down. Exhale, breathing, bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head will touch the floor. Exhale, breathing, lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel until arms, elbows are straight. If your knees and forehead are not together, you can walk the knees right, left towards the forehead. Grab the feet firmly. Press the feet and ankles to the floor. Squeeze your heels in towards each other. That's it. Ally, suck in your stomach. Lift your hips up away from the feet, away from the knees, and away from top of the head. Change. Lower the hips down to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. Release the grip. Turn around, relax on your back. In a certain way, I don't even feel like calling them problems. They're challenges, situations. They are present moment things that we can act upon and get a response to. And they're such important things to be paying attention to. Again, I don't even want to call them a problem, but sometimes the mind perceives them as problems. The present moment situation at hand. It's so good. Feet together, flex. Lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, sit up. Grab your toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. Second set, rabbit posture, sit on the heels. Knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. First, stretch the spine up towards the ceiling and begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Exhale, breathing, round the spine forward. Forehead touching the knees. Top flat part of the head touching the floor. Exhale, roll forward, lift up the hips. Looks good, Verna. Now, just make sure that you don't roll onto the back part of the head. So stay there, Elia. Tip the chin 1/4 inch away, right there. So very top flat part of the head is on the floor. Lift your hips up. That's good, Zach. Bring your shoulders up away from the floor. Right there. Stomach in. Stomach in. Roll forward. Stomach in. Shoulders up. One more. Press the feet down to the floor. Push the feet down. Push the feet down. Squeeze heels in. Nice job. Change. That's a good one. Turn around. Relax on your back, please. I have no idea what the answer to this question is, but if you think of humanity, all of the human minds and all of the problems that we are trying to solve and all of the problems that we are creating, I would like to say most of them are not present moment things at all. And so many problems we make, we create. We're such a problem-solving entity, humanity, problem-solving species, I suppose. It's like we are compelled, we have a compulsion to create them so we have something to work on. That is so interesting and also can be so harmful, but it also has gotten us where we are here. So I cannot condemn it either, it just is. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right. Next we have head to knee pose, sit facing forward, right leg out, left leg in. If you can just observe that, arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, grab your right foot. You can recognize even in your own self, part of my mind is going to try to create a problem so that it has something to work on. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. It's okay, it doesn't mean anything is wrong with you. Push the knee down with the forehead once you have the forehead with the knee. Roll into the center a little bit. Left shoulder down, left elbow down to get both shoulders in one line. Suck in your stomach. Looks good, Sarah. Press both elbows down a little bit. As long as left knee does not hurt, push the left knee down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and your inner left thigh. Reach out, grab the foot 2 inches below your toes. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach, and forehead to the left knee. Make sure all 5 toes are turning back, pulling on the foot and flexing the foot from the ankle. They're distinct actions. Once you have forehead with the knee, push the knee down with the forehead. Bring both elbows in, touching the sides of the calf muscle once the left leg is locked. Heel will come off the floor in the air. Inhale, breathing, come up again, please. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale fully, sit up, exhale forcefully and completely. Now grab your big toes each other with your pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb walk your hips back. Right, left, 10, 15 times is not too much. Now flex both feet back from your ankles, all 10 toes turning in. I want you to keep a good grip around the big toes and pull the big toes towards your chest. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Slowly push your knees down until you feel the limit of stretching the legs. Once your legs are straight, heels will come off the floor in the air, tops of the thighs contract, Elia. Yep, push the knees down, flex the feet back. Now, once you have both legs locked, you may stretch or slide the upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Look forward, please, chin up. Hold still when you inhale. Exhale, breastbone, elbows, and armpits all slide forward towards your feet. Change, please come up. Good locked leg, Zach. Good work. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Hold it in as you sit up, and then on the way down, exhale, head to the knees. Second set, head to knee with stretching pose. Sit facing forward, please, right leg out corner-wise. Bend your left knee, create pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right, grab the foot, please. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, around the spine, forehead to the knee. Now this one kind of reminds me of wind removing pose. You do it and you fix everything and then there you are with yourself. It's like you and yourself. You got to figure yourself out. Your mind starts to wander. You bring it back. Both elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Push the foot firmly, Zach, against inner right thigh. I want pressure between left foot and inner right thigh. Push. Hold it. That's good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left. Grab the foot. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. All of you with the left leg straight or close to straight, I want you to find inner thigh of the left leg, sole of the right foot, and push them against each other so you feel pressure there. Shoulders are good, Dave. No more rolling in. That's just enough right there. Let the elbows drop down, everyone. Suck in your stomach. Shoulders look good, Sarah. Push the right knee down, both hips equally on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Inhale, breathing, and come up. Strong exhale. Grab your big toes, walk your hips back. 5, 10 times, right, left, right, left. Now, once you're back, sit up as tall as you can. Everyone's going to be a little different. Chest up, stomach and shoulders down. Pull the big toes back and go ahead, please. If your legs are locked, you can start to stretch the upper body forward on an exhale. Hold still when you inhale, everybody. When you exhale, maybe you are pushing the knees down still. That is fine. Once the tops of the thighs contract and stay locked, then you can take upper body forward, breastbone and big toes towards each other. Now hold it for 5. You can do it. 4. You don't need to fix anything. 3, 2. Inhale. Exhale. Come forward. 1. Change again. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms overhead, take a deep breath, hold it, sit up. Grab your toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, half spine twisting pose, please sit up straight. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Put your right foot over the left knee, heel touching the knee corner, 2 hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing, stretch your left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back with help of the left arm, turn your hand palm down. Grab your left knee with your left hand. Try to keep 2 hips equally on the floor. Bring your right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm facing out, or you can push the right hand fingertips into the floor to lift up the chest. Now, everybody, turn your head to the right without lifting or dropping the chin. Without lifting or dropping the eyes, you just look past the right shoulder and turn your head. Now, keep the right hip down, so lean enough to the right so you feel both hips equally on the floor. Lean a little bit forward to keep the left knee down. Now inhale, sit up as tall as you can. Exhale, stomach and twist. Right shoulder back, twist. Look to the right, twist. Untwist, please. Undo the arms. Other side, right leg under. Cross the left foot over, heel touching the knee.
Right toes pointed back and two hips on the floor. Inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Grab the right knee with the right hand. You can point the right toes, Verna, back towards the back wall. The other foot, point the toes the other way. The foot, yeah, that one. Good. Now, inhale, sit up. Bring the left arm behind you. Hand on the back or temporarily push fingertips into the floor. Inhale, sit up as tall as you can, chest up, stomach in good zack. Drop the shoulders and twist. Breathe smoothly and twist. Take a deep breath, chest up. Exhale, stomach in, drop the shoulders, twist. Everybody, one more to the left. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and relax on your back. We are having a Wednesday night special class this week, starting at 5:30. And don't worry if you have to join late. Please just do breathing exercise one set at least and one set of half moon with hands to feet for some reason if you cannot start with us at 5:30. I know it's earlier, but I want to give us extra time. I'm going to practice one set and teach one set. So I just want to have a little extra time. It'll be a lovely time together with you guys. Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, let's do the breathing together. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked. So the spine is lifted, shoulders are down. Focus one point in front of you. Let's exhale together. One, two, three, four. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep the chest up. Looks good, Sarah. Shoulders stay down, please. Elbows locked. And just get in the zone of your breathing. Exhaling, exhaling, exhale, exhale, exhale. Very nice, Ramit. Suck in the stomach and immediately release it. There's no holding in for once. Keep the chest up, shoulders down. That's it. Now a little bit stronger. Try to push out more air, a little more quickly. For five, four, three, two, one. Everybody inhale. Exhale, breathing by the nose. Keep the chest up, spine straight. Let's begin. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest up. Shoulders stay down. Elbows locked. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep the eyes focused forward. One spot in front of you. If you miss one here and there, just hop back in again on the pace. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Keep the chest up. A little stronger towards the end, please. Five, four, three, two, one. Wow, everybody. Great class. Just great. Please turn around, relax on your back. Soon as you can. Separate your feet a little bit and arms a little wider if that helps you settle the body parts more easily. Eyes opened or closed is fine. Cover up if you need lights. You know, make a situation right now so you can be still for a couple of minutes. Now that's many layers of making the situation. First situation is getting the body settled. But most of the work now comes from making the situation inside with your concentration, moment by moment. Refocusing, concentrating, and letting everything relax. So you always feel whether you're inhaling or exhaling, concentrate on that. And then again, concentrate on that. And again. What a beautiful practice, you guys. It's magical. Someone recently said, magical like unicorns. I like it. About this class, they said that. All right, have a wonderful evening. Let me know if you have any questions. I will see you very soon. Have a wonderful evening, you guys. Thanks for doing this. It's so awesome. Bye-bye.